Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, we're talking all kinds of numbers. We've been talking about record-breaking unemployment numbers. What does it mean in our area? What does this area look like? And how are we going to recover? Stephanie Pashman is the CEO of the Allegheny Conference for Community Development. She joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Lynn. It's great to be here, finally.
Indeed. So give me an idea. I mean, when you look at these numbers, are you as overwhelmed as so many of our elected officials seem to be when they hear the figures?
Look, these numbers are absolutely unprecedented in our recent memory. But you have to remember, we lost about half a population in the 80s with the industrial decline, and somehow we rebuilt. So we're trying to try and manage the crisis at hand and look forward to where the opportunity is for Pittsburgh to prove its resiliency once again.
I was going to say, and that's actually an interesting perspective, because one of the things that happened when you look back into the 80s and now, I mean, we went from being in the steel town to the town of eds and meds. Are we going to have to reinvent ourselves after this?
Look, I think we're at a point now where we have an economy that's based on a diverse range of industries, and we make things, and we have a strong eds and meds sectors. And I don't think you're going to see a wholesale reconfiguration of the economy. What you are going to see is, in the short term, a redistribution. And we're seeing, you know, we've been surveying our employers, right? We've heard from 250 companies in the last week alone who are telling us that two-thirds of them are completely unable to do business the way they used to do business. They're not able to get the goods and services they need, the inputs to make their goods, and they're incredibly disrupted in the way they operate. And I think we're just going to have to weather this storm and know that on the other side, we have the assets of an economy built that's strong, and we just have to revitalize them as the economy picks back up.
It seems to me as well that the other exciting thing is we have seen so much growth here in our area. So all of a sudden, we are hearing that, you know, this company is looking to hire this many people. This company is looking to hire this many people, because we have grown. This region has grown as the eds and meds for, and I hate to keep saying that, I just think it has a nice flow to it. But we have seen our area grow so that there can be job opportunities in areas that 5 years ago didn't exist in this region.
That's absolutely true. I mean, you think you have the combination of the emergence of a tech-based innovation economy that has produced an incredible amount of venture capital investment and spurred new growth of actual companies themselves and new workers and a new workforce, combined with our energy and natural resources that are actually at the same time giving us the chance to make sure that we can continue to fuel the world over the long run, or and at least the medium term. And so I think you have this blend of the historic industrial ability to make things combined with the innovation economy where we are fueling tech companies. And that blend, I think, will serve us well in the long run.
So that's kind of the glass is half full perspective. At the same time, when you read and you look around, so often people say, and I don't know if this is actually true or not, that small businesses are the growth. Small businesses are the folks who hire. Small mm-hmm. businesses is where people get work. What does that mean? What does all this mean to them? And how important are the small businesses to this region?
Yeah, at this moment, I would say the small businesses are where my focus and most of the focus is of how we can figure out how to get them, keep them alive and infuse opportunity as much as possible into small businesses so we don't completely decimate our small business environment. And what we know is that those are the companies that are really struggling right now, and that's where we're seeing a lot of closures, a lot of workers unable to work anymore, and companies just unable to function for a variety of reasons. And that's going to be a definite problem, and we're extremely concerned about it. But we do see, you know, in the stimulus that came out of the federal government and the state small business loan program that just was announced, that there are some public sector solutions that are hopefully going to help, you know, mitigate a little of this challenge. But it is not pretty, Lynn. And I can tell you that we are going to lose a lot of our companies, and they are not going to come back.
I was going to say, last question before we let you go. I mean, we've kind of been talking a lot in the course of the last 2 hours about this stimulus package. Are you excited about it? Is it a Band-Aid? What do you think about it? Or are we just putting our finger in a dike, a hole in a dike, and eventually that water's going to come out anyway?
I think it's one piece of a puzzle that's going to have to continue to be put together. These are some solutions for, you know, immediate stabilization industries we don't want to lose, for immediate opportunities to infuse cash into our small business programs, you know, stabilize our healthcare institutions so they could do their job. But what we know is there's going to be phase four and probably phase five that have more strategic tools in them that will have to also continue to fortify us for the long run. I think this is going to be a short-term solution. I think it's a solution that is needed right now, and I really commend the bipartisan action that made this happen quickly. And we need to continue to see that spirit of bipartisanship if we're going to actually use the public sector to our benefit in mitigating the impacts of this incredible pandemic.
Indeed. That may be the biggest challenge of all, continuing to see this bipartisanship. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks for your patience. We appreciate you indeed. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Lynn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.